Crossbreed Holster Studios. 10 years on the air and 10 years on target. This is Armed American Radio.
You know, the right to bear arms is because that's the last form of defense against tyranny.
We're making the Second Amendment great again.
I am a very strong supporter of the Second Amendment.
Educating, informing, and entertaining responsibly armed citizens from coast to coast. Here is your host of Armed American Radio, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's monster broadcast, hour three. I can't believe it. Time is flying right by. We are still here in beautiful Tombstone, Arizona, celebrating Freedom Days. Freedom Days. I mean, think about that. I've Kurt Schilling sitting here with me. Thanks for sticking around.
I love it.
I got to reach over and shake your paw again. It's so good to have you face to face finally.
We don't get to see each other enough.
We don't. And we've done a lot of radio work together over the years, but it's fun to be face to face. That's always great. Freedom Days, man. You were out there in the parade today. There was a lot of people out there in that heat, man.
But it's Arizona.
They're used to it.
Well, if your heat bothers you, you don't go to Arizona.
Well, it's a dry heat.
Yeah. 120.
It's a dry heat.
Yeah. At 11, it's nothing. When you're 52, it's at about 50 degrees. No, but this is, you know, and I was saying earlier, a lot of people will say this and not really mean it. I absolutely mean it. What a privilege and an honor for people to want me to be here. And not only that, but obviously everybody's been incredibly kind.
Yeah.
A lot of Red Sox fans in Tombstone, Arizona, which is very cool. But when people ask me about what I did for a living, these are the things that made what I did fun. I get asked to come out here and do things, and we at the diner getting to meet that young lady,
yeah,
her son.
That's what I wanted. Let me take you there for a second, because we had breakfast together, and it was absolutely wonderful when we were walking out. I mean, your presence there,
just
and the young boy
kind,
and the video and the and to, yeah. and I watched
the young
that
boy
amazement.
Who I got to say on video to his father, who's a Yankees fan.
That's right.
Yankees suck.
And he took they snapped the video and the photograph of that. It was priceless. And when I walked out there, I thought, how much fun is that?
Those are the things that's the win for me.
Yeah.
You know, that's what baseball gave me. Baseball gave me the ability to make other people smile.
Yep.
And I can't tell you how. So I was a Make-A-Wish person like 10 or 11 times. Like, you know, terminally ill kids, their Make-A-Wish, their final wish was to be with me. When you realize that power, it's absolutely awesome to be. Well, I mean, with Brandon here, you know, I'm actually looking forward to coming back and helping you run. I would love to be a part of whatever you're doing, because I think I can still have influence in that sense.
Oh, well, I'm going to talk with you about this hour and some of the things we mentioned in the first that we didn't get to. We talked about the NRA.
Yeah.
I have an idea for you, too. Let's use this opportunity.
Let's get him in here.
To introduce Brandon Martin. Brandon Martin, it's a pleasure to be here with you in Tombstone, Arizona.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Now, you're running for Arizona. You're running for the U.S. House of Representatives, the 2nd District, which encompasses Cochise, where we sit, this amazing place, and part of Pima County, right?
That's true, yes.
Is it all of Cochise?
It's all of Cochise and parts of Pima. They cut it around the university, so it's the northern and eastern parts of Tucson.
Okay,
well, I'll go ahead and get you to speak up just a little bit, but you're good to go. That'll work for us, and I'll go ahead and bump you up just a little bit too. Okay, yeah, Cochise, man, big county.
Well, yeah, it's a big county, but you know we're right here on the border. We're ground zero for the illegal immigration, the invasion that's happening in our country.
You were sitting here during the previous hour. And I glanced over at you from time to time and watched you nod your head when we were talking with Sergeant Travis Mattern. And then again, Kurt, the off-air, some of that we can't talk about on the radio.
Right.
I wish we could.
Right.
But what I heard was the absolute danger that we're in. Now, he was showing us photographs of drug loads that they're catching right here outside this hotel.
He basically said that during the time we were talking to him,
three to four loads of
drugs, whatever they might be, went by us.
These were hundreds of pounds of loads.
Now, this runs through your district.
It does, right here in the district.
So, yeah, I mean, essentially, and by the way, not forget the fact this man served. Yes,
another handshake. There you go. He's also a veteran. We left that out of your intro.
But you're in a sense, from a military perspective, you're at the tip of the spear.
Absolutely. That's not me anymore. Now I'm trying to protect and defend this nation another way, but there are so many great warriors out there that have done so much more than I have, and so many that will never return. And just grateful for all those that are serving now and who have served.
Let me ask you a question. Do you live in Cochise County?
I do live in Cochise County, yes.
You do? What part of the town, what part of the area do you live in?
I live in Hereford.
Okay, this is a beautiful place. As you know, I've been coming here for a long time. I'm drawn to this area. I don't know why, but I am. And I just accept it and deal with it, and I come out here as often as I can.
It's a beautiful place.
I love it. And honestly, it's really, really hot right now, but that's okay. I come from Florida. Hey, it's a dry heat, right?
Well, Soaked my oven. It's really hot, but none of us pave roads for a living, so it's fine.
That's true. Yes. We're in an air-conditioned building right now, and that works. We're not going to be later tonight. I understand Shufflin Hall is not air-conditioned.
You know what, though?
We're doing a big event there. Is it air-conditioned? Swamp cooler. Okay, yeah. That works for me.
Yeah, what we're doing and talking about, I don't care. I want to be...
Let's go back now that we got the fun stuff out of the way. That you live in Cochise County. You care about this. I mean, you deeply care about what we're talking about and what you heard that officer talking about that you know is coming right down this right here.
Yes, absolutely. This impacts us directly. And, you know, there are so many issues that we have to address here on the border. You touched on some of them. You touched about the drug smuggling, the human smuggling, whatever. This is ground zero. This affects this community first, and it's something that we have to fix. The purpose of government is to protect life, liberty, and property. And our government, our federal government, has failed at that for the last 26 years, but we have some great resources here in this county. I'm very biased, but we have one of the best sheriffs in the entire nation, a Sheriff Mark Daniels, who will also be at Shufflin tonight.
Yeah, he will be with us tonight. That's right.
We have some people who want to make a difference, who are going to make a difference. And when we get to Washington, we're going to have a higher mountaintop to say, hey, it's time to get down there. It's time to secure the border.
Two things. Dan Crenshaw has made me realize, and I've known before this, I don't think you can go wrong bringing people from the military into government. From a House of Reps, Congress, because in the military, there is no you don't talk trash in the military. You have to do, it's what you do. You deliver. You're mission focused, objective oriented. And we need to put people like Brandon in office because, and I only met him yesterday. I've gotten to know him over the last 2 days. And like I said, I'll definitely, be back here to help you get elected because I want you to here's what I always ask a politician. I've realized since I've thought about running for office that all the power is at a local level, right? Government power is the zoning boards, the school boards, and all the other stuff. Your predecessor, who's in the office right now, has failed miserably to protect the citizen. Because bottom line is those drugs are killing your men, women, and children.
Absolutely.
That trafficking is killing your men, women, and children. As a voter who wants to pick the right person, what are you going to bring to the table that's going to change your county and make it safer for the citizens that live there?
The number one thing is the will to get the job done. If you don't have the will to secure the border, it won't happen. So we're going to go up there and we're going to talk about real solutions. One of the first things I'm going to do is I'm going to talk to experts, and I've already been doing it, but I'm going to talk to experts in all fields, bring them into the table. I'm going to talk to Sheriff Mark Daniels. It's going to be one of the first things that I do. I'm going to bring in all the sheriffs here, Sheriff Mark Napier. I'm going to bring in Border Patrol, everyone, the ranchers, everyone. You know, I've had great support from people here in this community. Larry Dempster up in
Benson. I noticed today, everybody...
Yeah,
you're well known here and obviously well respected and well liked, and that's
it's the message,
right? Well, and here's the other thing. I hear and we've heard for our entire lifetimes, all of our politicians have promised us stuff. They do so because none of them have any clue what it actually means when they're in the office. I mean, Trump's the first guy to do it.
It's just pandering.
But the point is, a lot of them don't know what they're getting into. Oh, I'm gonna have a great foreign policy. Well, you get into the office and realize it's not all same. This is why someone with a military background, to me, screams to serve, because they're, again, mission focused. He understands the problems. He understands he's not the smartest guy in the room, but he's going to surround himself with a bunch of really smart people, because there is no one answer to any of this. There's going to be multiple answers, from more law enforcement officers to different processes for citizens, whatever. But solution-oriented pragmatist, the problem solver, these are the people that need to be serving in our government now.
I heard you say when you thought about running for office, maybe we can tackle part of that in the next segment. When we come back from this break, Brandon, I want to ask you specifically, and I'll ask you now so we give some time to think about it over the break, but what was the one key issue? There had to be one key thing while you were thinking to run that said, you know what, that's it, I've got to do it. There's got to be. You're shaking your head. Yes, I don't want to go to it yet because I'm going to have to cut you off. Father Time is going to – we've got a hard breaker, unfortunately. But that's one question for you. We're here celebrating Tombstone, Arizona Freedom Days. I'm talking with Brandon Martin. He is running in the 2nd Congressional District, which encompasses Cochise County and part of Pima County, too, a very big area. And we're very hopeful for your campaign. Kurt, you've said you're going to be back
here. Absolutely.
I'll come back. Love to broadcast with you from this area again. As always, when we come back from this break, we're going to give you the microphone. You wanted to say you've got about 10 seconds. Go
ahead. BrandonMartinForCongress.com. Follow us on Facebook, Brandon Martin for Congress. BrandonMartinForCongress.com. Follow us. Join us.
We'll be right back with you right after these messages. Don't go away.
Do you have 2 minutes for a great tip concerning defensive firearms or the concealed carry lifestyle? Check out Into the Fray, a weekly video blog hosted by Kevin Michalowski, editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. Into the Fray covers every aspect of self-defense, from legal and ethical issues to the latest gear and tactics. Accurate, direct, and easy to share with all your friends. You can find every episode of Into the Fray at IntoTheFrayVideo.com. That's IntoTheFrayVideo.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Attention, responsibly armed American. Sadly, we live in dangerous times. Terrorism, mass shootings, toxic politics. But you know what? Enough is enough. When it comes to protecting the people you love, you deserve to know the truth. So for a limited time, the United States Concealed Carry Association is offering free copies of their complete mass shooting survival guide to anyone who wants one. Just text the word GET to 87222. With this guide, you'll learn what we really know about mass shootings, how to survive an attack, proven strategies for stopping a shooter, and a whole lot more. But you need to hurry because this offer ends Friday, June 28th. Text the word GET, G-E-T, to 87222 now to get your complete mass shooting survival guide. It only takes seconds. It's completely free, but it'll be gone soon. Get your free guide right now, and you'll also get a bonus security checklist to print out for your local school, church, or office. This offer ends Friday, so don't miss this life-saving guide and audiobook. Text the word GET to 87222. G-E-T to 87222.
We've all put ourselves in a potentially unsafe situation. Whether it's commuting at an odd hour, parking the car in that badly lit garage, or taking that nighttime run. So let's be real. We're not going to stop doing any of those things. The Taser Pulse Plus is here to help you approach every day with confidence and give you that backup if you ever need it. With an effective safety distance of up to 15 feet, delivering a 30-second cycle of muscular incapacitation, the Pulse Plus now has even more advanced safety features. It connects to the mobile safety app Noonlight to dispatch emergency services as soon as the Pulse Plus is triggered. No fumbling for the phone, no freezing up in fear. Pull the trigger and help is on the way. Protect yourself and your family with a leading brand in less lethal self-defense technology, Taser Self-Defense. Visit buy.taser.com and use the code AAR for 10% off the purchase of a consumer Taser device. That's buy.taser.com with the code AAR for 10% off.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a 2-pack of MyPillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 800-978-9358 and use promo code AAR.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast, Tombstone, Arizona. You know I love the place. I've been here a number of times. Broadcast is not my first rodeo. Broadcasted here about four times, I guess, in the past. Last time was October. We are celebrating Freedom Days. Tombstone is the nation's only, by proclamation, declared Second Amendment city. We were out here for the mixer yesterday, tremendous amount of time. A lot of AZCDL folks came out, a lot of fans came out. Kurt, I had people come out from California, drive out here to meet me, come out here to meet you from all over the place. Absolutely outstanding. We had a great event yesterday. Today, the parade earlier. Tonight, we're going to be in Shefflin Hall, which is going to be a blast. So we're looking forward to all of that. All of this is going on because of the Second Amendment. And the fact that we're celebrating the Second Amendment as an American birthright. Brandon Martin, you're running for the Congress in the 2nd District. The right to bear arms is an American birthright that you want to protect, isn't it?
Well, so we get our rights from God. We have natural rights from God. And the Second Amendment keeps the government from infringing upon those rights. And you were talking earlier about laws that are being passed for gun confiscation and everything. And I have my own take on that. If a law or statute that is written is unconstitutional, then it should not be followed. And we need strong county sheriffs. We need strong, knowledgeable, you know, educated citizens that will stand up for what their rights are and put the government back in its place. And we've seen that around the country at times.
You know, I'm glad you brought that point up because I know you're very passionate about this. So let's use this as a natural segue. When it's unconstitutional, it shouldn't be followed. And you said we need strong sheriffs. Let's go to New Mexico, where 32 sheriffs have said we're not going to enforce these infringements on the people. Let's go to Colorado, where the sheriffs are not going to enforce the infringements against the people. Washington State, a petri dish right now, 1639, passed, signed into law on the ballot initiative. The worst infringements in American history are occurring right now in Washington State, worse than California. And sheriffs, multiple sheriffs, have said we're not going to enforce this.
We're going to watch the crime rate fly there too.
You're absolutely correct about that, but it starts with the sheriff. That's a great point. We were sitting here, the deputy, the sergeant really couldn't answer the way he wanted to answer. I don't think I was of
no,
that.
No, and
he can't. He's got
can.
A job to do, and right. We don't want to put him on the spot there. But when he said to me, the Constitution first, when he said to you, the Constitution first, the sheriff who he works for can lay down that rule, right. Can't he or
yeah.
She? And isn't that what
that's
it's
what
about?
I exhaled when I heard him say that. Like, there's a certain sense of relief for me. Because if you think about it, over a million police officers in the United States, if that becomes something federal, I want to know how the numbers are going to break down. Well, who's going to be on our side? Because there are two sides to this.
I don't think we'll ever know the answer to that question.
I hope we don't. That's my fear. I hope we don't ever have to. But like I said, you're getting into it because, and we talked earlier, and I know Mark wants to know what the tipping point was for you. But in my opinion, people like you are getting into it because, well, the generations, this is an apathetic generation. They don't care to know. They don't care. They'll get their news from their podcasts and da-da-da-da-da. But we're headed in a really bad direction. And you've heard me say this a couple times. People that wear the uniform generally never stop serving when they take the uniform off. He doesn't. He's done his duty. He's more than done his duty. He could
go home,
relax, and enjoy life. He's jumping into a maelstrom unlike we've seen in our lifetime.
So let's go to that. Let's go to that. You've had time to think about that over the break, Brandon. What was there, or maybe there wasn't? Maybe it was a culmination of things. But that's what I want to hear from you. I know in my own personal life, I get to a point where I stew over something and then something happens, even if it's as little as whether or not I'm going to get rid of cable and go to back to DirecTV because cable sucked and I was done with it. There was a tipping point. What was your tipping point to want to jump in, as Kurt just said, this maelstrom, unlike anything we've seen in this country since antebellum years, because we're going back to the late 1850s when American politics was this bad. And now here you're getting right in the mix, brother. Why?
Well, because, one, our country is worth saving, plain and simple. This idea of America and individual liberties is an experiment that's never been tried like this anywhere in the world, and it's worth saving. And I remember on 9/11, I watched those towers fall. I watched everything that got me to join the military and go into the Army Reserves. And that's what pushed me there. And then, went to Afghanistan, came back, and then President Obama pushed me from just being a water cooler discussion type of guy around politics to we are our liberties, our individual liberties and freedoms are under attack. And it's not just the left. It's everyone. And we need constitutional representation. We have to educate the people of this country because they have a role in self-governance, and we have to take back our country.
You know, it's interesting, Kurt, I saw you shake your head just now when you were listening to his response. When I heard you say our country is worth saving, that tells me, Kurt, that clearly we're in trouble.
Yeah. Well, everybody recognized. Yeah, right. I mean, 9/11 was our Pearl Harbor in the sense that a generation of him stood up and went. There's no draft. They didn't have to do this, but they were motivated because America is the greatest idea in the history of man. From its founding, from its inception, from the thoughts and from Concord and you know the Revolutionary War to today, we are the greatest country in the world, and it has nothing to do with being white or black or brown because we're all of it. We worship everybody and everything. But this country allows, it's the kindest, most open-hearted, giving, loving, caring, obedient country in the world that has ever been. And that's not, that is what they're defending. And the hard part is, let me give you an example, flag burning. Makes me sick to my stomach.
Oh, I know, I know.
I would love to see, because I don't think flag burning is free speech. Free speech is, what comes out of your mouth. Flag burning is a I think a flag should be like a government property, whether you own it or not. But I had veterans who came to me and said, shut up. I fought for his right to burn the flag just like I fought for your right to defend it. And it resonated with me that the true soldier was fighting for stuff they despised. Right? I mean, we've marginalized. Racism is in this country, it's not 1960 anymore. We've marginalized racists. The only reason they're still getting a voice is because the left needs to keep them alive as the boogeyman. But the fact of the matter is, our biggest enemy right now is our own government. And that should scare people. Because
does that scare you?
Well, no, because we're going to win.
Oh, see, I love there you go.
We're
going
to win.
You said that with confidence. Listener, I have the ability to sit here. Kurt and I have the ability to sit here and look at Brandon when he said it.
Yeah.
And you knew. And it was in your face before the answer came out. That's good to know. It makes me feel better to know that there are people like you who did what you did after 9/11. Kurt's right. You didn't have to do that.
Well, like I said earlier, there are so many people out there that have done so much for this country and given everything, and it's just all to them. Yeah, Pat Tillman, one of them. I mean, there's so many men and women that have fought so hard for this country and given their lives, and we owe them a great deal.
Fighting, and I'm sorry to interrupt, but
no, that's okay. We've only got about 40 seconds.
He's
go ahead.
Fighting for something
bigger than
himself.
He is. That's correct.
And if you look at that's the foundation of who we are as conservatives. I am the NRA. All right, you can call the NRA anything you want. I am the NRA. You are the NRA. We are American loving, proud. Horribly flawed human beings.
But we love our freedom. We cherish our freedom.
But it's worth so much to us that we'll lay down our lives for it.
When we come back from this break, you mentioned NRA. This is a perfect time to segue. I want to keep you with us for the hour. Can you do that?
Absolutely.
Excellent. Very good. We'll be back right after this. Brandon Martin running for the 2nd District in Arizona. Kurt Schilling needs no introduction. I'm Mark Walters from Tombstone, Arizona. Back right after this.
We all hear the stories in the news. The good guy uses a gun to protect his family, and then he's the one arrested. Thanks to our court system, this happens a lot, and that's exactly what can happen to you unless you're fully prepared. But you're not alone. USCCA is here to help. Simply go to usccaonair.com to learn more about the education, training, and legal protection you need to become a responsibly armed American. With their education and training, you'll learn how to detect attackers before they see you, how to survive a mass shooting, exactly what to say to the police after an incident, and a whole lot more. With their legal protection, you'll get access to over $1 million in civil and criminal defense funds, the USCCA Critical Response Team, and a nationwide network of experienced attorneys. Plus, there's always a special bonus when you join. So head over to usccaonair.com right now to reveal what you can get for free today. It could be a free knife or even the chance to win a brand new gun. Just visit usccaonair.com to find out. Once again, that's usccaonair.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hey there, Mark Walters here. If you're a gun owner like me, or honestly, if you just really like getting free stuff, and you know I do, I talk about it all the time, you should head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. Seriously, there's always something great from the USCCA just waiting for you at armedandresponsible.com. Sometimes it's a free USCCA gun giveaway. Sometimes it's free training, but it's always worth a few seconds to check it out. After all, how often can you just type a few words and get something for free? It only takes a few seconds. Plus, anytime you go to armedandresponsible.com, you're going to find something to help you along your journey as a responsibly armed American. And that's what it's all about. The USCCA is the absolute leader when it comes to providing the education, training, and financial and legal protection gun owners need. Plus, they just love giving away free stuff, and I'm a big fan. Remember, these great free bonuses disappear regularly, so you're going to want to head over right now to see what's there today. You don't want to miss it. Head over to armedandresponsible.com right now. That's armedandresponsible.com. Armedandresponsible.com. This upcoming segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being brought to you by Taser Self Defense. Visit Taser.com to meet your new sidekick. Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast continues from those dusty, hot streets of Tombstone, Arizona, baby. Love it here. Can't wait to get back. And I'm still here and still have a great event to attend tonight. I'll be moderating a great celebrity panel in the very historic Shufflin Hall. Looking forward to that. Right now, Kurt Schilling to my right, to his right, across the street from me right here, if you will, is Brandon Martin. Brandon is running for the U.S. House of Representatives, the 2nd District, to represent all of Cochise County, where we sit right now, and a part of Pima County. Where can people find you and help you and donate and help us get you elected?
Brandon Martin for Congress.com. That's F-O-R. Brandon Martin for Congress.com. Go there, sign up, donate, volunteer. However you can get there. We need your help. All right. We need reinforcements, because ultimately the people are the power behind this movement. The people, they said it in 2016 when they sent Donald Trump to the White House. They said, we're tired of business as usual in D.C. We want to drain the swamp. So let's get that done. Let's kick the carpetbagger from up north out of this seat. And let's take it back.
I love it. You know, you got a lot of support here on the streets of Tombstone. I witnessed it firsthand myself.
That was very cool.
It was very cool to see.
And energetic. Like, they're in
very energetic. Very energetic. And I thought it was fantastic. Just curious, you know, you're the type of guy that Trump will come and support. Have you talked to anybody in the White House about lending some support and getting them down here for you?
No, I haven't talked to anyone in the White House. And my focus right now is right here. That support that you talked about, that's the motor behind this. That's what drives this. And I'm going to go out and I'm going to talk to as many people as I can, shake as many hands as I can, and spread that message, because what you saw out there, it's contagious. And when people get to talk, it is.
Well, we were talking about this in the break. These are the districts that where an Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez can get elected, right? Because the constituency is apathetic. 13,000 people turned out to vote in her district.
That's right.
We can make it. And his seat in the House is every bit as powerful as some of the million-dollar campaigns they're running all across America. And this is what the Democrats have done over the last 10, 15 years, is they've gone to these out-of-the-way districts, and they get Pelosi to show up, and everybody gets excited, and only 30,000 people vote, and they win by 1,000 votes because, and again, he wins this seat. He has the ability to change lives.
Yeah, and Arizona, you need to be here. Because what you're talking about is Arizona. Let me ask you something. Let's get a little provocative here.
Okay.
I came from Florida before I moved to Georgia. When I left Florida, it was bright red. The county I lived in was bright red. The I-4 corridor between, as everybody's heard about, between Tampa and Orlando was bright red. It ain't voted red since I left. We're seeing the demographic shift. It's real in Florida. And it's everybody fleeing all the crap they put in place in New York and bringing it with them to Florida. You're smiling. You're leaning back. You're ready to rock and roll because you know I'm going to California with this. What is happening in this wonderful state?
You just nailed it on the head. We have people trying to escape California, and they're coming over here, and they're not – there's a disconnect there. There's a disconnect because they're bringing the same type of philosophy over here, and they're saying, we need to leave this failed state, but yet we're going to bring those same failed policies elsewhere, and it doesn't work. It doesn't compute. But that's where you said, you know, you talked earlier, the right operates in truth and logic, the left in emotion.
Yeah, they can't think properly. There's no logical cognitive reasoning there. It's all an act on, oh my God, we've got to do something. We can't let that happen again. We've got to get rid of guns. That's not logical thought process.
It's what he just said. And I've said this for the last 5 years. People are coming to this country with an urge to make this country like the country they fled. That is not logical on any planet.
Well, you know, Trump points that out when they carry flags from where they're coming from, when the left is telling us they want to come here to make a better life. They're carrying. Look, that's a whole other 3-hour program. We could go. Heck, we could go on for hours on that topic. But nonetheless, let's talk about that because it's almost like an invasion here inside our borders. That this state, and believe me, I have a lot of friends in this state. I come out here quite a bit. I love this place. I love it dearly. And I don't want to see what's happening. I'm seeing the shift, and I'm sensing it now over the last 5 to 6 years, Brandon. I can see the difference, and it concerns me greatly. And I can only imagine what it does to you as somebody who's trying to run and fix this problem.
Well, what we've got to do is we have to educate people. We have to educate people as to why this country was founded and what it was founded on. And, you know, you can temporarily put some sort of shiny coat of paint on it, but eventually it's going to wear off and you're going to have the same problems. So when I get elected from my office, I am going to set up educational programs in the district to educate people on the Constitution, their role in it, self-governance. And as these people come over from California, we need to talk to them and say, hey, you left California for a reason. You left California because the taxes are so high you can't afford anything. You can't afford housing, nothing. And you're coming over here. Here's why you left. Here's the answer. It's the Constitution. You have a role in it. Let's get to business.
Let's talk Second Amendment issues for a second, because that's a big, big, big issue when you're talking about the Californication, commie fornication of anywhere that everybody leaves and goes to.
Can I jump in just
please,
real quick
go
for
right
the Second
ahead.
Amendment?
Go right ahead.
If you ever wondered why the border crisis is what it is, this is the reason. Allowing illegal immigrants to vote in our elections would completely change the demographic of your district.
Oh, absolutely.
You're
right
it would on destroy the district.
Well, it makes it unwinnable. If and again, there's no logic behind letting them vote to begin with, but when we talk about why the Democrats are doing what they're doing, that's exactly why.
Well, sure. They want to change that demographic.
Hey, listen,
they want to flip it.
Right. Let's get 5,000 of these people crossing the border to temporarily reside in this district. They'll vote after election. It doesn't matter.
Well, let's go there then. When we were talking about, I'm going to go right back to what I asked you, but I'm going to change the question a little bit. Kurt and I have discussed it many times. I spoke about this with Ann Coulter on my program. I've talked about it with a number of very big names and other politicians on the show over the years. I believe personally that illegal immigration poses the biggest threat to the Second Amendment that we face because of what he just said and what you're talking about, that demographic shift. We know that 85% will vote, and the Democrats know that. That's why they want an open border. That, in and of itself, when that's the party of gun control, poses a huge threat to our right to bear arms. Am I out there in cuckoo la-la land?
No, you're not, but that's every right that we have. It's not just the second. It's not the right to keep and bear arms. It's every, but you're right on, and the thing is that states, according to the Constitution, control the time, place, and manner of elections. So you've seen it out here in different states. There's a push for a national popular vote, a national popular vote compact. We have to educate people and tell them that will destroy our country. The Republic will not last through that. And it's something that's real, and it's facing us, and we have to educate people that that is not a good thing. We don't want to move to a national popular vote. We want to keep the system we have in place.
Yeah, the Electoral College that you're talking about was the epitome, wasn't it, of the founders' wisdom, who knew that at that time they didn't want Philadelphia and Boston controlling the outcome of elections in the 13 colleges. They knew.
And now we would have New York and California determining.
That would be it. Maybe Florida. Maybe Florida, New York, and California.
Two states, by the way, that represent almost nothing American anymore.
That's correct. There's the exclamation point on that. I don't want California values in my state. Now, I live in Georgia right now, and you have probably seen the news where we had Governor Kemp sign the heartbeat bill.
Right.
Alyssa Milano and the rest of them are all out there because we do a lot of film. There are more filming. There's more filming, Hollywood films, going on in Georgia right now than there is in California. The interesting part about it is they all live out there now. They're all filming. They're all filming series. They're all filming movies. Now they're all complaining about Georgia, and they're trying to boycott the state of Georgia.
Except
we don't
Clint
want
Eastwood.
Their yeah, value, except Clint Eastwood, who's going, isn't that wonderful? But the rest of them are so they're now boycotting, trying to boycott the state of Georgia. We don't want their values. We don't want Hollywood values in Georgia.
Exactly.
And I know you don't want them here. I know you don't.
No. And that's so great what's going on across the nation and the fight for life. That is so – I'm encouraged to see it because now the states are picking up that torch, and we need to continue this. And, you talked about earlier the Second Amendment or any of these things. When we get to Washington, when we're up there, what we're going to do is I tell you, not only will I never vote for any infringement upon the Second Amendment or your rights, but I will work to repeal any unconstitutional law that is out there.
Perfect. That's a great place to end this segment. When we come back, we're going to round out this third hour. We're going to close it out is what we're going to do. We're not going to slide into home. Armed American Radio, Monster Cast from Tombstone, Arizona, continues right after this.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Unfortunately, in today's day and age, you just can't trust the system. That's why the USCCA stands by their members and their promise of education, training, and protection. Every responsibly armed American needs to get USCCA coverage now before it's too late. Even law-abiding, responsible gun owners are at risk to lose everything in today's world. So don't think it can't happen to you. You've worked hard on what you have. Don't let a rigged system take it all away. Visit USCCA.com to learn more. That's USCCA.com.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
The Gun Box is the ultimate, quick, and accessible handgun safe, ideal for securing your firearm while not carrying on your person. Our cutting-edge technology and innovative safety features provide peace of mind while storing your handgun on a nightstand, desk, countertop, or anywhere you might need fast access. With a simple swipe of a finger, press of a custom key code, or the wave of an RFID card or fob, the Gun Box opens in seconds. Our modern design and sleek lines not only make it a great addition to any space, but is the perfect reason to bring your everyday carry gun out from hiding in the closet or the basement safe. Asking yourself, will my concealed carry weapon fit in the Gun Box? The answer is yes, as the Gun Box fits most full-size handguns with room to spare for extra magazines, a blade, and other items you carry for protection. The Gun Box was designed to be your go-to gun safe and is absolutely the best alternative for fast and reliable handgun storage. Visit us at thegunbox.com and use code AAR at checkout for 10% off any purchase of $259. Order your Gun Box today at thegunbox.com and use code AAR for 10% off.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio. Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights, Mark Walters.
Armed American Radio, the final segment of this week's Monster Cast from the beautiful, hot, dusty streets of Tombstone, Arizona. Love it. We're out here celebrating Freedom Days. We're celebrating the Second Amendment, and it has been an absolute blast. I want to thank Gordon Anderson from the Larian Motel, Mara Escapulte. I want to thank Kurt Schilling. I want to thank Brandon for being here. I want to thank the Tombstone Marshal's Office and everybody that had a handle, not just on the event itself, the parade, everything, the vendors, everybody in town that came out to support us, but you, the listener, and our Constitution, our freedoms is what we're celebrating, Kurt. Yep. That's why we're here. And I want to thank everybody that defends that. I sound like I'm giving out some type of goofy Hollywood award, so I'm going to back off on that. But nonetheless, it's been an amazing time out here in Tombstone. And as we, what do you say, close out this hour, right?
Yes.
As we close out this hour, yeah, we don't slide into home.
We don't.
I can't say that anymore, so I'm going to blame you for that. I got to change that habit. As we close out this hour, we're going to wrap it up with Brandon Martin and, of course, with you, Kurt Schilling, here in the Larian Motel, the Mobile Crossbreed Holster Studios. Brandon, let me go back to you. It's been a real joy talking with you. Where can people donate? Where can people get to the website yet again?
BrandonMartinForCongress.com. If you're out there listening and you care about your individual liberties and protection, I know you do because this is probably a very well-educated audience. I'm saying, please, anything you can get, $5, $25, whatever you can do to help, let's get up there and let's take back Washington, D.C. Let's drain the swamp. Let's go up there and tell them no more gun grabbing. No more infringing on our rights. We're going to take back our country.
You know, I tell you what, Kurt, how much fun would it be to watch him and the rest of the House work together with Trump in a second term into 2024 with that philosophy?
So I'm one piece of advice, I've lived by this. I heard Terry Francona manage every year. He talked to me about jobs. In a sense, government's a little different, but it's true. You're fired the day you're hired. They just don't put that date on your contract. So if you know that's coming down the road, don't ever change who you are.
Right.
Right? Because I'm going to support you because I believe, I may not agree with all your policies, but I trust you to do what you tell me you're going to do. And that's the difference in politicians today. You're not a politician. You didn't grow up a politician. You served your country and all the things go with that. And so anybody listening to this, I'm donating and I will can donate and I'll help get this man elected because this is the type of person, man or woman, that we need serving in our government, the doer and not the sayer. And that's just stay true to who you are and it'll work out.
Thank you. I appreciate it, guys.
And let me also point out, listener, that Kurt is donating as we speak right now. He began the donation through the break using the phone, donating to the campaign. Did you not?
Yep. I'm doing
sitting
a monthly
right here, and
thing.
I'll be doing the same thing as soon as we get off the air. So wonderful stuff. Donate. Again, give us that information so people know where it is.
BrandonMartinForCongress.com. Read it. Check us out. Donate if you feel inspired, whatever you can. Let's get across that finish line and keep America great.
All right, super. Now, Kurt, I got to take you to the National Rifle Association.
Shoot.
Brandon, I want to get your opinion on this as well. Guys, you know that the National Rifle Association has been going through a little bit of turmoil right now. Change at the top, man. I'm not going to bore you with all of that. What I want to stick with here is I'm a member of the National Rifle Association. You mentioned it in the previous segment. I am the NRA. But that's all I am. I'm a member of the NRA.
Right.
I don't work for the NRA. They don't ask my opinion for anything. I am the NRA. I believe the nation must have a strong National Rifle Association, particularly now as we move forward into what is going to be, and I want your opinion on this too, Brandon, the single most hateful anti-gun campaign probably ever run in American history. Would you agree with that?
Yeah.
And I know you do.
Yeah, I don't know what the alternative – for people that don't understand, and nobody listening to this doesn't know what the NRA does, but the fact of the matter is we are the NRA. The NRA is about protecting the Second Amendment. That we have to have them is a problem for me to begin with. It's a constitutional right, and that should – thou shalt not infringe. I knew what that meant in third grade. It still means the same thing today. The fact that we're now at that point in time, you again, for 5 years, you and I have been talking about
We knew this was coming.
Yep.
And when you throw in the problem with the National Rifle Association right now and the bad press they're getting, the lawsuit.
Can you talk about that a little bit as far because
– Yes, I can. Let me give some details to clue in. There's been more changes and more breaking news as we speak today. Of course, it all began during the National Rifle Association meeting. There was a consolidation of power at the top. Oliver North made accusations to Wayne LaPierre. Wayne LaPierre got into a scrap with Oliver North. That embroiled Ackerman McQueen, which is their outside ad agency, who was paying Oliver North, and now we got this big mess. They're all out. Chris Cox from the National Rifle Association Institute for Legislative Action was suspended less than a week ago. 2 days later, he resigned. Wayne LaPierre now sits atop the throne at the National Rifle Association by himself. And there is a huge credibility problem right now because the public perception and everything that was so ugly that has been playing out in the press. Meanwhile, the National Rifle Association's reputation is suffering, the membership is suffering, and the Second Amendment is suffering.
And the
we
left
don't need
is loving
any
it.
Of and the left is
and,
loving
it. And here's
this.
My problem. See, I don't have to be politically correct, and neither do you, but I know you are more than I am. This is not allegedly. This isn't perceived. It looks like someone is power grabbing and ruining the NRA potentially in the process.
You want to talk about politically correct? I'm going to take you. I wrote an article on it, scathing article
right.
about it less than a week ago that was vicious. And almost when I wrote it, I thought maybe this is a little bit too vicious for right now. But no, 2 days later,
news came out.
It was vindicated.
But here's my question, though. What are we, 6 million plus strong?
And it should be 60 million
okay,
with 100 million gun
right,
owners.
Let's just say we're 6 million strong. What's the next step? How do we fix this? The NRA is us. So, I definitely would like to be a part of the board at some point in the future.
That's what I wanted to go to.
But my biggest point is we can do something about it, and why are we not doing something about it?
Well, there are movements. I don't have enough time to go into
yeah.
too much of it in this segment because we're going to wind up closing it out. But there is a movement, SaveTheSecond.org, that is working towards reforming some of those problems at the NRA. And I'm hopeful because America has to have a strong National Rifle Association. You know that. I know that. Brandon, I think you know that too.
We need people out there fighting the good fight. We need people out there that are educated, that are going to keep America what it is. And that's a free nation, a sovereign nation. And we have that right to keep and bear arms for a reason. And it's not for hunting. It's not for sport shooting. It's to protect against a tyrannical government.
Well, and it was written right after we fell the tyrannical government. There's a reason it was written.
Yeah, it always kills me when they say the founding fathers couldn't have envisioned today's weaponry. The founding fathers didn't want us to have inferior weapons to defend against a tyrannical government.
To go through what they went through.
They wanted us to have what we have. And that's, again, a whole other argument. We've only got about a minute left to go in the program. So I'm going to close it out with this. Brandon, real quick, website one more time.
BrandonMartinForCongress.com.
Kurt Schilling, where can everybody find you besides all your really cool boat building stuff? I love it.
Garrick38 at Twitter. I'm on Facebook. I'm public. I'm always Facebook live and periscoping and whatnot. And I'm not afraid I'm actually going to start doing probably a weekly show, if not bi-weekly show, once you and I get the logistics figured out, because I love doing – I like talking sports.
I
love talking
can't
politics.
Wait to get back on air with you. And I showed you some equipment here that's going to help you do that. Listener, I've shown Kurt some stuff that's going to help him get out there on those airwaves much, much quicker than maybe we otherwise would have had him out there. But the nation needs your voice out there, man.
Yeah.
We need your political incorrectness out there.
I need to get to a platform that can't shut me up.
We'll find one.
Yeah.
We'll find one. There's no question we'll do it. Armed American Radio, Monster Cast, Crossbreed Holster Studios, closing out this wonderful 3 hours from Tombstone, Arizona.
Man.
What a lot of fun it was. Thanks, Kurt, for being here. Brandon, thank you for being here. Thanks to the Marshal's office. Thanks to everybody that helped us put this together. This amazing week. I'll have to tell you about it on Monday's Armed American Radio Daily Defense, about what we did at the hall later tonight. I will be back. Remember, I tell you every single week, every single day on the air, I close out every hour. Carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. No self-respecting caveman would have ever done it. And don't forget, Grilling While Armed, the cookbook, is out. Amazon.com. I'll see you on the radio. Enjoy the rest of your day.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become their first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. That's why hundreds of thousands of responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll get 4 free chances to win a new gun. Just go to oneofourguns.com. That's the number 1of4guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim the chance to win the free gun of your dreams.
You're in handcuffs. Your kids and spouse are crying as you're loaded into a cop car. But you did nothing wrong. How could this happen? You're the good guy. All you did was legally protect your family from an attacker. If you think this couldn't happen to you, think again. Fortunately, though, the United States Concealed Carry Association is there to protect you. Not only do they resolve these situations for their members, but they also prevent them from happening in the first place. With resources like their free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. Learn what to say and what not to say in the aftermath of a self-defense incident. To get your free guide, 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive, just visit BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com. Don't wait until it's too late. Get your free guide today at BeTheirProtector.com.